Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless of course you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I'll hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, you don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, obey when I say listen.
Listen.
Hello and welcome to another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm a professional musician, so what?
And I'm not.
And that's Jim Rue here with me. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Every show has a theme, and the theme for this show is bottle. Bottle. The word bottle is...
Not boffo?
Not boffo. Bottle. The word bottle is in every title. For this show. As you can imagine, there are a lot of country songs. This set is going to go from country through some sort of high-intensity jazz, and it's going to end up on just straight-ahead metal.
Well, I'm just a two-fisted drinker. In here listening to the show this time.
Yes, that is some scary-looking, sparkling orange mineral water you got there.
I was hoping you were going to say something about this thing, Donkeys and Kings. I was listening to it in my car, and, you know, it's a notable CD.
Well, thank you very much. Donkeys and Kings is my CD, and it's available at my gigs. I did have it up on a CD site where you can go to buy. But you know what? Well, what happened is nothing happened. People selling CDs is not what it used to be. People download, you know.
That's true.
People download. They don't buy CDs. I sell CDs at gigs. People come up to me and they do you sell CDs? But they don't. You know, they don't go online and buy CDs. At least not
after hearing you live. They don't go online to look for a CD they can.
No, because I have CDs right there, so they can come up and buy one from me right there.
Well, I just want that one song.
Uh-huh.
I want that one about quitting drinking. What was it called? Oh, I can't read it.
Oh, it's called, I forgot what it's called. Here, give it to me. Yeah. My CD. Why are we talking about this stuff? What about my show? It's called One More Party.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah, One More Party. I haven't had a drink for like 12 days. It's a nightmare.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. So anyway, let's get to the show. Jim, what do you say?
Shoot.
So, yeah, like I said, country. This is Merle Haggard. He's one of the big ones in the Pantheon. You can keep your Pantheon, and I'll just talk about Merle here. It opens with pedal steel, and the solo is pedal steel and then guitar. This is Merle Haggard doing The Bottle Let Me Down here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Over, not feeling any pain at closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. Couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Merle Haggard.
Oh my God, the on-air light just went on. Run!
Yeah, this is Merle Haggard. That was Merle Haggard here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach doing The Bottle Let Me Down. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is Bottle. I got Jim Rue with me. Hi, Jim.
Turn on the bubble machine.
Yeah, and that's Art Linkletter. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Not Art Link. What's his name? What's the guy's name? Not Art
Guy Lombardo.
No, it wasn't. Well, Guy Lombardo. No, I'm thinking of that.
No, it wasn't Guy Lombardo. Either,
maybe it was, but no, I'm thinking of the show, the Champagne Orchestra.
Lawrence Welk.
Guy Lombardo, Art Linkletter. They're all contemporaneous.
They are.
Man, I'm losing it. No, you're losing it. Well, speaking of losing it, this is David Allan Coe. Now, he comes from the same school as Merle Haggard. This is
same prison.
Yeah, same prison. This is old-style country. It's like the way it's done, the singing. You know, there was a way that it was done, the singing. Norbert Putnam is a famous producer out of Nashville, and he said that they'd actually would put an L in where there isn't one. I miss her every time that I see her. You know,
I like the pronunciation of the word drank.
Yeah, he's gonna drankin'. Yeah. All right, this is David Allan Coe doing. This is old style country. Like I said, this is this bottle in my. But if you don't like country, well, you ought to check it out anyway. Broaden your horizons. And anyway, stick around because we're not playing country for the whole hour. Don't worry about that. This is David Allan Coe doing This Bottle in My Hand here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Last week he spent his whole paycheck on whiskey. And on Friday night he'll do it all. Falls down, then he'll order one more round and then go home with that bottle in his hand. And the only thing I can hold on to is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it with any other man. I'm so glad you introduced us, and I'll do the best I can to be faithful last bottle in my hand. She told George that changing diapers could sure become a drag. And to clean the house and cook for him was not her kind of bag. She said he needed someone who would love and understand. Then she left him with that bottle in his hand. And the only thing I can count on now is this bottle in my hand. I know I'll never have to share it or with any other man. And I'm so glad you introduced us. Oh, I'll do the best I can to be faithful to this bottle in my hand. Yes, we'll be faithful to this bottle in our hand.
Good stuff. That's David Allan Coe. Here on KX 93.5 FM doing...
Is that pathetic or what?
It's doing this bottle in my hand. Yeah, well, yeah, pathos is what they're going for, I think. Now, this next song, Jim, I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy, baby. And I got Jim Rue with me. Hey, Jim.
There's not much I can say about that.
No. And I want to tell you that this next song is by Robert, I don't know how to say his last name, M-A-B-E, Mabe or Mabe?
Maybe.
Maybe. But what I want you to know is you hear him count it off. You count off some in 4-4 time. You're going to count off with a beat, a count of four. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, and it starts. But you only hear him. You hear him count it off. I always like it when you hear the count off. It's sort of a window.
You think every song should start that way?
Well,
a one and a two and a three.
A one and a two.
Just like Lawrence Welk?
No, not every time. But I like it. I like it when I hear it when they leave it in because it just gives you a reminder and a little window in
a little warning that the song is about to begin.
But what I'm talking about is you. It's a little reminder that this is music that's being played physically played and made by people, and you count it off.
The people who can keep time,
yeah, and hopefully, and somebody has to count it off, so they all come in together. It's a team effort, you know. So it's just I like a little reminder that this is, you know, actually done in a room with people sitting around, and they're gonna all start playing together. So
makes
somebody
sense to me,
yeah. So somebody has to count it off, and he counts it off, but he only counts to three because he on the fourth beat he comes in with some. He comes in with a little run, and they're called pickup notes. It's a pickup to the one. So he goes 1, 2, 3, da-dum-dum, Zach, you know. So you don't hear him say four. What you hear is the pickup notes going into the downbeat.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's so exciting. And this is bluegrass. This is bluegrass. What we just heard was country.
All right.
But this is bluegrass. Bluegrass.
It's about darn time.
I'm telling you, and this mandolin player is killer. It's a classic instrumentation of bluegrass. You got no drums. There's some people have, some bluegrass bands have drums, have a drummer, and the purists really, they disapprove.
I'm one of those.
They disapprove. The classic instrumentation is upright bass, guitar, mandolin, banjo, and maybe a dobro, also a slide guitar. All right. What did I do? I hit a button. Oh, no.
And the electric table is okay, too.
The electric table, sure. You mean the pedal steel?
Yeah.
No, not so much in bluegrass. Pedal steel is more of a country
thing.
There's
a lot of them, though, yeah. In bluegrass.
There is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to wiki that, buddy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Anyway, these guys can play. This is Robert Mabe. Doing the song Bottle here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
That is maybe.
1, 2, 3.
I knew I'd feel better, but I did it anyway. Should have known better, it's just easier this way. And I try to make things right, but it gets harder every day. Should have known better, but I did it anyway. Then I found that bottle and it just won't let me be. And I try to make things right, but it gets harder every day. Should have known better, but I did it anyway. I feel like I ain't got no friends at all. The folks inside are talking about their plans and what they think. I'll go back in, I'll take my seat and have another drink. And I try to make things right, but it gets harder every day. Should have known better, but I did it anyway. Said I should have known better, but I did it anyway.
Robert Mabe here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Bottle. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Bottle. I got Jim Rue with me.
Hey, how you doing? Isn't there a song by the name of I'd Rather Have a Free Bottle in Front of Me Than a Prefrontal Lobotomy?
Yeah, 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 there is.
And that's not part of this show tonight, is it?
No, that's not in this show. The next song is by Chris Smither, who is a friend of mine. I played him before, and this song, he's finger-picking on the acoustic guitar, and you can hear his feet. He keeps time with his feet. I don't think he could play if you tied his feet. he alternates both feet, and when he plays in his recordings, you can hear his feet keeping time. His feet have great time.
John Hartford did that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But he played the fiddle.
Right. I think... we did a show when I was with the Pusat Dart Band. We opened for John Hartford, and he had very good feet. And we jammed with John Hartford's feet in the dressing room. He sat down and was doing some heel toe stuff, and we were playing bluegrass back there. And it was John Curtis on mandolin, and I was playing bass, and Pusat Dart was playing guitar, and John Hartford was playing his feet.
I saw him do an encore at the Strawberry Music Festival, and. He did a two-hour encore all by himself.
Yeah, well, that's a real pro when you can hold a crowd in your hand for that long.
Yep, just the fiddle in his soundboard.
Yep, yep. Yeah. He's another one of that caliber is Chris Smither. He is a great performer, just a great performer. He can hold the crowd in thrall. And... he's finger picking on an acoustic guitar. You can hear his feet, and there's a slide guitar going on in there also. This is Chris Smither doing Blues in the Bottle here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Strawberry in my hand, doggone my bad luck soul. Strawberry in my hand. I pour the blues out the bottle, pour me to the man. I pour the blues out the bottle, pour me to the man. Blues come to Texas, blues come to Texas. Selling here by land, doggone my bell of soul. Selling here by land. Man, he ain't killed me yet, but they're doing the best they can. They ain't killed me yet, but they're doing the best they can. Picked all my cotton, picked all my cotton. I pulled all my corn, doggone my bell of soul. Pulled all my corn. Got the blues in the bottle, blues since I was born. Got the blues in the bottle, blues since I was born.
Chris Smither here on KX93.5 FM doing the song Blues in the Bottle. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Country Groove Sack. I got Jim Rue with me here.
I like that very much. I was listening to him tap his feet.
Yeah, that was those were his feet going. He actually plays with a soundboard. It's so integral to his sound that they got this little rectangle of plywood or something.
Well, it's pretty easy. Soundboard is not... You know, we're not talking about Gibson guitars. You know.
Well, I'm just saying that he has this little plank that has a little microphone clamped to it,
mm-hmm.
and that's so he mics. He's got three mics: he's a vocal, guitar, and he probably plugs. He probably goes straight into the board with his guitar, but two mics: a vocal and one for his feet.
John Hartford did that too.
Yeah. Chris Smither, if you get a chance to see him. He comes through. He plays about once a year. He comes through. He comes into Santa Monica and plays McCabe's.
Ah.
And he plays at this.
Never been.
Jimmy Duke's. There's out in. What's that wine country out there? Starts with a T.
Temecula.
Tribeca. What?
Temecula.
Temecula. There's a house concert out there, and he also plays in San Diego someplace. Chris Smither. All right, I'm
Did
John.
Do you play the belly up by any chance?
No. I'm John Troy, and the theme is Bottle. And the next song is by Corey Smith. It's if I remember right, it's this is along the same lines. It's a guy with a guitar. There's a piano in there. And so there's really not much to say about it. This is Corey Smith doing the song The Bottle here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
It's a sticky situation that I've gotten myself into. The same old obligation has gotten me torn between this old bottle and you. And I'm probably choose the drinking. So you're probably gonna pack your bags, spend a few lonely hours thinking before you come running back, begging me to be just a little stronger, to stay sober longer, not to let you down. Must these demons haunt me and lay their wicked burdens on me? Lord, won't you show me how to put the bottle down? I'll put the bottle down. Another bourbon vacation has got me crawling on the floor, and I'm in no condition to say a word when she comes walking through the door. Color starts fading when I hear her crying up and down the hall. As I drift away, I can feel her prayer, saying, Lord, will you show him heaven after all the hell that he's been through? Oh, can I be a little stronger and not make her wonder when I'm gonna let her down? Must these demons haunt me and lay their wicked burdens on me? And Lord, won't you show me how to put the bottle down? Can I be a little stronger and not make her wonder when I'm gonna let her down? Must these demons haunt me and lay their wicked burdens on me? Lord, won't you show me how to put them by? To stay sober longer and not let her down. Must these demons haunt me and lay their wicked burdens on me? Lord, Lord, won't you show me how to put the bottle down?
Corey Smith here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach doing the song, The Bottle, it's called.
I'm going to put the bottle down, John.
You put that bottle down, Jim. That's Jim Rue with me. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I'm enjoying my sparkling Arrowhead.
That's very nice. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is Bottle, and the next song is by this guy, Jake Owen. The snare comes. This is kind of, we started out the show with sort of old school country, Merle Haggard and David Allan Coe. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to play, I think this is sort of a current country, which is a different animal. I mean, they call it country, but it's like, I don't know. It's like the party of Lincoln is now something else. It's not what it used to be.
It is country punk.
Country these days, it's a lot of that halftime with a shuffle inside feel. That's a very, very common tempo, a halftime thing, and they call it country.
I see.
And I think this is, well, I can't remember how this actually sounds. I just have notes in front of me. What's it say? The snare comes in the second verse. It's a halftime. Great players. There's a pedal steel solo, then guitar. This is Jake Owen doing The Bottle and Me here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Didn't come in here for your sympathy. And a honky-tonk queen's the last thing I need. Just set me up with your best whiskey. Yeah, this is just between the bottle and me. I don't want to talk, I don't need a friend. Don't think I stuttered when I said I'm here to deal with a memory. Yeah, this is just between the bottle and me. A man can't face the cold hard truth with nothing less than 90 proof. In closing time is when I'll leave. Till then it's just between this bottle and me. You're a good bartender, I know you want to help. So if you see me talking to myself, just walk away and let me be. Yeah, this is just between the bottle and me. A man can't face the cold hard truth with nothing less than 90 proof. In closing time is when I'll leave. Till then it's just between this bottle and me. Till then it's just between this bottle and me.
That's Jake Owen here on KX93.5 FM doing the song The Bottle and Me. I'm John Troy, listening to The Sack. The theme is Bottle, and I got Jim Rue with me. And Jim, you say that song reminds you of when you were working, when you were writing greeting cards.
Yeah, because there was the rubric for writing a greeting card legend was must have been 50 pages long. And the result of it was like any kind of writing that was created by a committee, the result was vapid.
Yeah, and that song, now it's got good players. It's well done.
It does have good players.
It's great players, and it's well done. But there's this thing coming out of Nashville, like I described it before. I couldn't even remember how it went, but I was going doon doon da back doon da doon doon da back doon da doon doon da back. You know, I couldn't remember how it went. I turned it on. Yep, there it is. There it is. They keep cranking it out.
Yep. There's a in every verse there's a whole note of holding a note in harmony,
long notes.
It's so predictable.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Okay, well, but it's still a pretty crunchy groove, like all the other ones. All right, so this next song is by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. This is Swing.
Ah.
And it's got
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. With a name like that, they better be pretty good. They got a horn charts as a walking bass. One thing for sure, I write my notes to myself, you better not be drinking if you're playing this stuff. It's pretty exacting, I guess that's what I mean. There's a sax solo, then trumpet, then trombone. And then it does a very sudden, slow 6/8 time signature at the very end.
These guys headlined the Strawberry Bluegrass Festival one year, which was kind of the beginning of the end.
Is that so?
Yeah. Hey, I mean, they have no business headlining a bluegrass festival.
Oh.
Not any more than the Beach Boys have any business headlining a blues festival.
Yeah, well, you never know. Strange pairings and matchups are rife in the business. There's probably a story behind it. This is the not bluegrass band, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, doing You and Me and the Bottle Makes Three tonight here on KX93.5 FM. Listen. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy here on KX93.5 FM doing a song, You and Me and the Bottle Makes Three tonight. I'm John Troy. They're listening to The Sack. I'm with Jim Rue tonight.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy appearing with the USC Marching Band.
Yeah?
Too many horns.
Too many.
Too many horns.
No, there weren't too many horns. There were just the right number of horns. Oh, man. You. Okay, the police, message in a bottle. It's an iconic verse pattern. You know, the first note is the only downbeat is dun 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 dun. So it anticipates. It's right before the downbeat, which gives it an urgency. It rolls along. Great drumming. That's Stuart Copeland on drums. I love his drumming. And Sting at the end there, that long tail. Sending out an SOS. Sending out. And just, you know, nothing else going on.
Definitely got stick-tivity.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that he, you know, he had a good thing and would just repeat it. Why not? Just go. I get a kick out of that. This is the Police doing Message in a Bottle here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Sending out a SOS.
All right, that's the Police here on KX93.5 FM. Doing Message in a Bottle. I'm John Troy. The theme is Bottle here on John Troy's Crunchy Goosack. I have Jim Rue with me.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you, man. You're all the time stuck behind that bass. I never get to see it.
Yeah, I'm stuck behind a bass when I play. Now, speaking of bass playing, there's a good bass player in this next cut. And this is a guy I know, a guitar player named Jamie Kime, K-I-M-E. He has a new album out. I think it's called Allies. Allies. I'll double check while we're listening to the song. But this guy plays guitar. This guy plays guitar. And I'm so happy to play it because he's just a great guy and a great guitar player. You know from the opening solo guitar that this song is going to have some energy. The bass player is hitting hard. You know because you can hear the strings on the bass guitar actually rattling. He's really physically playing hard. And it's just phenomenal guitar playing. And it sounds also like these, you can hear the fun they're having. It sounds like they're having fun. This is Jamie Kime doing the song Bottle Rocket here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Cool.
That's Jamie Keim here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. He's in Los Angeles, and that's off an album of his called Alleys. If you're interested, go to a CD Baby and search for Jamie Keim, J-A-M-I-E-K-I-M-E, Jamie Keim. Go to a CD Baby and look it up. The name of the album is Alleys, and it's just full of great music. Okay, well, that brings us to another... the end of another episode of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack.
Already?
Yeah, we're done. So I'm here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11. And sometimes I get help from people like Jim Rue. Thank you very much, Jim, for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And so that'll do it.
Have a lovely Monday.
Thank you very much. And for all of us here at KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying good night.
Good night.